This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue our message titled, Five Keys to Unleashing Success in Your Life.
You're never a failure when you get knocked down till you quit getting back up. Never fail. I don't care if your business has failed. If that's in your heart, go about it a different way, study, read, and go at it again.
Yes.
But you gotta set your goals. You gotta, but don't be a wandering generality, be a meaningful specific. What do you want out of life? Nobody can tell you. Sit down, get quiet. It might take 2 hours of doing nothing for your mind to get quiet, because your mind's gonna say, get up and do something, go do this, do that. It's gonna be thinking about problems, stuff you hadn't let it, oh, that's gonna be therapeutic just to think. But then you get all that out and it'll go totally quiet. And you'll be able to hear the voice of God, and you can talk to God and say, Lord, what is it you want me to do? What really gives me joy? And he'll say some things that'll blow your socks off. Set the goal. Commit to set that time aside about so you can specifically write down what you want to accomplish. List the resulting items on paper from greatest to least priority. Begin with the highest priority item. Read, study, and pray in order to discover how you may accomplish it. Make a written plan to achieve your goal. Then repeat that process for each one on your list. Each one on your list, and you get busy with the first one and start going. Not only must you set goals to unleash success in your life, you must also point number two to unleashing the five keys to success in your life. Unleashing success in your life is you have to manage your schedule. Forget about the term make time. I learned from John Maxwell, many other people, you can't make time. Everybody gets 168 hours a week, 24 hours a day. That's all you get. So quit saying, I'm going to make time to do it. What pastor am I to make time to do it? You can't make time. You have to take time. Because something else has that time, and you got to take time. If you got your goals set, you're going to have to manage your schedule, or you won't be able to keep your priorities in order to get you to your goal by your deadline. If you go out playing basketball all day long, you're not going to be able to accomplish something else. Now, if you want to be a basketball star, that may be your goal, and that may be how you manage your schedule. But if you want to be a tennis star, you can't keep going to basketball practice. You got to go to tennis practice, and you have to manage your time towards that. You have to focus your time. Remember, we talked about a laser beam. A laser beam is nothing but focused light. The same light that's coming down right now, when they take it and focus it as a laser beam, it is powerful. You know, you got a lot of light, but it's unfocused. It's unfocused. Too many people in church are doing too many things. I'm not talking about in church. I'm talking about in life. They're doing too much. No focus, just energy out there. But it's just a little touch here, a little touch there. Instead of taking that light and focus it so you can cut through some areas to open up what God wants you to have in life.
Yes.
Some things that you're doing, you don't have time for, and you need to cut them out.
True.
Because they're not in the area of where you set your priorities or your goal at. Let's go on here. God is good, isn't he?
Yes.
But not only, you have got to manage. John Maxwell wrote in his book, Today Matters, the secret of success is revealed in your daily agenda.
Yes.
If I follow you around for 12 hours, any of you in here, I can follow you around 12 hours and tell you whether you're going to be a success or failure. Because it's daily. We'll look and see what you do. If you spend a whole lot, if you go to work and you just come home tired and watch TV all evening, eat dinner and go and didn't do any Bible study, didn't spend time with your quality time with your kids, didn't spend any time with your wife quality because you're tired. You didn't spend any time reading anything to build personal growth. You didn't study anything about your goal or your plan. You didn't even make a confession about your plan. I have a confession. When I get up in the morning, I make those confessions when I come to the office and I make my confessions. That way, get my mind. When I get up in the morning, matter of fact, I'll wake up real early some of the time, and I'll wake up like 2 or 3 or whatever in the morning, and I have the headset right by my bed. Helen will tell you, I put my headset on, and sometimes I go through a whole book before I even get up. Audio book, maybe John Maxwell book on Today Matters. I can go through that. It's 3 hours. I wake up at 3 in the morning, and by the time I get up in the morning, my head's full of a book. Now, I'm going to produce more than people produce who stay up half the night watching the Late Late Early show. And then get up and go off, talk about the news. I got to watch the news more and see all the bad news going on and be upset all day. They got the wrong thing on their mind. That's going to cause you to fail. You better manage your time and make the most of your time. If I followed you 12 hours, I tell you, I can tell you whether you're going to succeed or not. And most people have not, will not, and are not. But you can decide whether you be one of those who will, shall, and must by how you manage your time, how you manage your schedule. The woman in Proverbs 31 flipped there. She became successful by managing her schedule to become more productive. Yes. Proverbs 31, she managed her schedule so she can become more productive. Flip over to Proverbs 31. That woman managed her schedule to make sure she would become more productive. Now, see, we're looking at people in the Bible. I'm telling you, God says, if you obey my laws and my commandments, says the Old Testament was given as in samples, or the modern word, examples to us on what to do and what not to do. This woman was blessed, the Proverbs 31 woman, so she's an example of what you should do. But let's see what she did. If we don't see what she did, we won't know how to do what she did, will we?
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center. Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
The woman in Proverbs 31 flipped there. She became successful by managing her schedule to become more productive. Yes. Proverbs 31, she managed her schedule so she can become more productive. Flip over to Proverbs 31. That woman managed her schedule to make sure she would become more productive. Now, see, we're looking at people in the Bible. I'm telling you, God says, if you obey my laws and my commandments, says the Old Testament was given as in samples, or the modern word, examples to us on what to do and what not to do. This woman was blessed, the Proverbs 31 woman, so she's an example of what you should do. But let's see what she did. If we don't see what she did, we won't know how to do what she did, will we? Proverbs 31, let's look at verse 16. And verse 16 says, she considereth a field and buyeth it. And with the fruit of her hand, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. Now, I want to read that in the Amplified. The Amplified Bible says, she considers a new field. They pull out the original Greek Septuagint, or the Hebrew or Aramaic of the Old Testament. She considers a new field before she buys or accepts it. Expanding prudently and not courting neglect of her present duties by assuming other duties. You only got so much time. So before you add something new, you need to consider if you have time. Then you need to say, maybe I need to cut out what I'm doing because this is more important. You got to consider time. You have to manage and schedule time. She considers a new field before she buys it or accepts it, expanding prudently and not courting neglect of her present duties by assuming other duties. But with her, I like the way it says amplified, with her savings of time. With her savings of time and of strength, she plants fruitful vineyards in her vineyard. And then verse 18 says, she tastes and sees that her gain from work with and for God is good. Now we look at the end. How did she get to where she tasted her life is successful? Her gain with and for God is good. Well, we got to go back to where she says, oh, well, I'm real busy. I got so much. You don't understand all I have to do every day. Well, maybe what you're doing isn't productive. There's a whole lot of people that are, what's the word? They're efficient with their time. That means they're busy with it, but they're not effective. They're not accomplishing much. Some people spend a whole day doing a half day's accomplishments. That's a half day wasted. Busy is not the sign of effectiveness. Busy is the sign of efficient. Oh, they're always doing something. Running around the same circle around their desk in the office, but they're not getting anywhere, but they're busy. You know how people look busy? Why? What are they trying to do? They're trying to look efficient. When you look busy, does that mean you're really accomplishing anything? So when you say, Pastor Cook, you don't understand, I'm busy. I can't read a book in the faith food shop. I'm too busy to come to church. But what are you doing and what is it accomplishing? Right. Maybe you need to manage your time and schedule your time a little better. That woman in Proverbs 31 said, look, I got this new field, but I considered before I bought it where I can get the time to make sure I don't just have an empty field I'm paying a note on, but I can get that field, the time, the energy. Where can I save time at when I buy this field? I can work in it and then I can produce more for me and God. She managed her time. She scheduled time. The woman first had to manage her time to alleviate wasted time. before she could taste and see her gain. Then with the savings of her time, she was able to involve herself in an activity that would cause her to become more successful in life. Ecclesiastes 3:1, flip there real quick. Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, understood time. Now look here, he says in Ecclesiastes 3:1, are you there? He said, to everything there is a season and a what? Now, if everything has a season and a time, then you have to check with the time you have if you're doing the thing you should be doing. All right, now, I'm not that spiritually mature. My bank account's messed up. My marriage is messed up. But let me go watch the ball game. Is that probably the season and the time to be doing that? Because why? Watching the ball game ain't gonna do nothing but make the ball players rich. But it's not gonna fix your marriage. And people escape into something that Satan has set up to distract them from the plan of God for their life. If you're tied up with problems and your mind and your heart are full of the problems you have, then Satan doesn't worry about you because you're not gonna accomplish anything for God. You're too busy doing nothing to do something. And Satan's plan is to overoccupy you. Some people got 3 and 4 jobs, 5 and 6, this and the other, and they wonder why they don't accomplish much in life. They don't focus their energy. Sometimes you have to say, yeah, I might have to do about this job, but I got to do this is more important because I need to sow seed in this empty field I have so that I can reap abundant harvest, which is actually going to be more beneficial. That person and those people need to sit down and specify what do they really want out of life. And is my second, third, and fourth job really contributing what I want, or am I just doing that just because I want to get some stuff that's really not a priority to me? Think about it. Think for a change. Ecclesiastes 3:1 said, to everything there's a season and a time to every purpose. Look at verse 17. Second part of verse 17. We'll read the first part. I said in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked. For there is a time for every purpose and for every work. You understand that? There is a time. Now, what you got to figure out, since the works vary, God didn't tell you, but there is a time for every purpose and every work. Now, what time is it? Stop and think. When you do everything in the day, I learned some things for God and wasn't doing. I rescheduled my life to be focused towards where I need to go. And of course, I accomplish more every day now. But Solomon teaches us that understanding time and its proper use is vitally important if we're to succeed in life.
Today's message has been titled, 5 Keys to Unleashing Success in Your Life. So go ahead and accelerate positive change in your life today. Visit us online at faithfoodshop.com to receive information about obtaining a copy of today's message. At faithfoodshop.com, you'll find hundreds of other messages by Robert D. Cook that will educate, encourage, and inspire you to continue making positive change in your life.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, 2 blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God. Develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry, prayerfully and